You're listening to SBS News.
Accused of operating in the shadows, revelations of the former Prime Minister taking on multiple roles have come to light. Scott Morrison was sworn in secretly into the health and finance portfolios near the beginning of the pandemic. He also put himself onto the resources portfolio to end a major fossil fuel project. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was scathing in his response.
Australians knew during the election campaign that I was running a shadow ministry. What they didn't know was that Scott Morrison was running a shadow government. This is a sort of tin pot activity that we would ridicule if it was in a non-democratic country.
He also says he's now seeking legal advice from his department.
I've asked the Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. He'll be seeking advice from appropriate people, including the Solicitor General, about all of these issues. I'll be getting a full briefing.
The health and finance uncoverings were revealed in the new book Plagued, with the resources revelation attributed to news.com. It's also been reported Mr. Morrison was put in control of the entire Department of Industry, Science, Energy and Resources. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce told Channel 7 it was bad practice.
Well, I found out about it and I disagree with it. I believe in a cabinet system of government where ministers are responsible for their own portfolio. If you don't like the work a certain cabinet minister's doing, then you can talk to them about it, and obviously you have the right to threaten to sack them, or you can sack them.
The Governor-General has confirmed he swore Mr. Morrison into several portfolios, but won't confirm which ones. In a statement, he told SBS the appointments were consistent with the Constitution. The constitutional expert at UNSW, Professor George Williams, says it's concerning that it was kept secret.
At the moment, I'm not aware of any strong reason it couldn't be done. It may well be there's a path to allow this to occur, but of course that's different to whether it should have been done and how it was done. And so there's a larger set of questions there also that need to be addressed.
It's still unclear whether the former Prime Minister influenced any decision-making in the finance or health portfolios. But in the resources portfolio, he cancelled the PEP-11 offshore petroleum exploration project, which Keith Pitt was looking to approve. This is what he said at the time.
The government has taken, through my own decision, the first step to formally reject an application for the petroleum export permit known as PEP-11. I decided to take the decision as the Prime Minister, which I'm authorised to do.
The project was just 50 kilometres off the New South Wales central coast, close to Liberal seats at risk of turning to the Teals. Then former Minister Keith Pitt spoke to SBS, refusing to criticise his colleague.
I'm not going to make a comment on what the Prime Minister did or didn't do. I'm sure that will be examined at length by any number of individuals. What I'm saying is that as the Minister, I discharge my obligations. And throwing people under the bus is in no one's interest. I'm sure it makes for a good story, but my job was to deliver for the resources sector.
Independent MP Sophie Scomps, who turned one of the Blue Ribbon Sydney seats, told SBS it speaks to the need for a federal integrity body.
I think it really shows a lack of transparency and a lack of integrity. People want to be able to trust their politicians, and this sort of behind-the-scenes dealing and wheeling really isn't the way to do that.
SBS has contacted the former Prime Minister for comment. He told Sky News via text he hasn't seen Anthony Albanese's comments and no longer engages in day-to-day politics. That's despite him remaining a federal member of parliament. Krishani Danji, SBS News.